This is also from Hannah.
Could another planet exist on the other side of the sun that shares our orbit, but we never actually see it?
It's like in the pantomime where the person's always behind the other person. It's behind you. Could there be such a planet?
Probably not, because even if you didn't see it, because the sun was always in the way, we'd notice its gravitational effects. We've measured the orbits of the Earth and the other planets really, really precisely, so we can actually map out the influence of the planet on all the other planets. And if there was an extra one, then even though its gravitational effect is very small compared to that of the sun, we would still have noticed it.
It's also been sort of big news recently with this looking way out in the solar system to the area where Pluto lurks, with New Horizons getting there and looking and visiting this object, Ultima Thule. It's a sort of dumbbell-shaped blob. Looks like two round things have sort of gently encroached and stuck together. But, you know, I interviewed Alan Stern, who's the PI on that mission, in 2005-06 when they were launching New Horizons. And he said, in 10 years, our probe's going to get there. And it was like mind-boggling to me that it could possibly take that long for something to get there. But it's 5-6 billion kilometres away now, Richard, is it?
Yeah, well, you're looking with a lot of these missions at careers, whole careers tied up in missions. The other problem is, so you work on this mission. The good example right now is BepiColombo, the European mission to Mercury. It's got all these people working on this mission, and then it's out in space. I can't remember how many years. It's 5 or 6 years, more than that, possibly more than that. Just getting to Mercury, pinging around the solar system so it can be the right speed, so it can get in orbit around Mercury. It takes all this time to get there, by which time the researchers who are originally developing it have lost interest or doing something else. So it's a real issue of maintaining careers on these missions, but also funding for these missions while these spacecraft are getting to their destination.
The intriguing thing is that there's all that material out there that we've never seen really, apart from vague smudges with very powerful telescopes. And now we've actually got this probe out there and it's taken a picture of one of them. But is that it now? Is there nothing else it's going to encounter? Does anyone know?
No, I don't know. It'd be interesting if it does. I mean, what's amazing, when I grew up, you had the solar system, which included Pluto, and that was it. That was all there was. Now we know there's this ton of huge amount of stuff out near Pluto. And, you know, it just gets more and more interesting. You know, every year we find new stuff in our solar system. And now, of course, we've got two probes, Voyager 1 and Voyager 2, that have left
the solar system.
Yeah. They're not even in the solar system.
And how long is it till they get to the next thing? It's something like, is it six?
Forever.
Tens of thousands
of
years.
Forever. I spoke to the researchers who are working on it. And they said, space is very, 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 very empty. There's not much there.